The Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph. Omar Rabba, Hayman de Gozal Chavisa de Chamra Mechavre. Someone stole a barrel of wine from his friend. Meikora Shav Yezuza. When he stole it, it was worth one zuz. He stole an item that was worth a zuz. Hashto Shav Yarbo. Now, it's worth four zuz. It went up in price. Price of wine went up. So the Gemara says, Tavra Oishasyo, if he broke the barrel or he drank the wine, Meshalim Arba, he pays the price that it's worth now. Itbar Memela, but if it broke by itself, Meshalim Zuza, he only pays one Zuz, which was the price it was originally worth when he stole it. My timer, the Gemara asks, what's the reasoning? The Gemara is trying to explain why, if it's Tavra Oishasyo, you pay the full price of four. Even the Isa Hudra Lamora Be'enai, if it would still be around the barrel, of course you would have to give it back. It went up in price, but you would have to give it back as is, that it's worth four. So Ahi Shaita, the Kashasila, the Katavrala, at the moment when you drank it or you broke it, switch the order, drinking and broke it, I don't know why, Kagazlumine, you're stealing it then. Utnan, we have a rule. Kala Gazlana Mishalman Kashasak Zay. Itbar Mamela, but if the barrel broke by itself, Mishalim Zuza. My time, what's the reason for that? Hashtalay Ovid Lovely Media. You didn't do anything, it broke by itself. Amaika Machayev is like, why is this fellow Chayev? Ahishaita de Gozla, way back, a couple of weeks ago, when he stole it. Ahishaita Zuzahu de Shavi, at that point it was worth a Zuz. So what do we have here? A person stole a barrel and it was worth one Zuz. It went up in price to four. Tavra Oishasya is machayiv him to pay four. If he breaks it or drinks it, there's a machayiv of the shas tavra oishasya. The time of tavra oishasya is machayiv him to pay four. But if it broke by itself, then he pays only the original price that the barrel was worth at the time of the gzela, which is the rule of kol ha-gazlonim mishalman kashasa gzela. There's a big machloikis in the achroinim, what's pshan of this gemara? And there's a lot of yesoidis in gneva, in gezela, and also in Shlichus Yad, which we'll get to later. But first, let's talk about Gnev and Gezela, what's going on here. It's Yadua, it's known that the Ktsois in Sinan Lamed Dalet, Sif Dalet, the Ktsois Shita is that once an item is stolen, nothing more, no more stolen status could happen to it. Nothing more could happen to it, which means like this. A person steals an item, it's now a stolen item, no one else could steal it. It doesn't have the status of Geneva. He says, you're not even over Leisignov or Leisigzov. You're not over the Avera of Leisignov. He quotes a Gemara in Bava Kamma, V'gunav mi beis ha'ish, maloi mi beis ganav. Geneva is only when it's stolen from the house of the original owner, not when it's stolen from the ganav's house. The Ktsois takes this to an extreme, very extreme shita. The Ktsois, again I'll say it, once an item is stolen, it's not mibeso ish anymore, it's out of the original owner's house, it's in the ganav's house, it is not applicable the entire concept of geneva or gezela. There's no iser loisignoiv, there's no iser loisigzol, there's no chiyuv to pay, keren, kefel, nothing. There's no geneva on a stolen item. So the Ktsois asks, it says over here, a person stole something that was worth a zuz, it went up to the price of four, and if you broke it or you drank it, it's a new gezela, the lashon of the Gemara, it's bahi shaita de kashosiloi de katoverla gozel mine. You stole it. And the Ktsois asks, you can't steal it, it was already stolen. You stole this barrel of wine last week, no one could steal it. Not someone else, and not you. There's no such thing as Gneva on a stolen good. Not for the Isurim of Gneva, not for the Chiyuvim of Gneva. So why does he pay four for drinking the wine? The Ktsois says, not so mashma in the Lashon of the Gemara, but he definitely says it. The Ktsois says, Yechayev, because you're a mazik. You're a mazik. Like anybody else that's a mazik. Baba Kama, you destroyed the barrel. You were a mazik. You broke it. You drank it. Drinking is also a form of hezik. You were mazik. And the reason you're paying four is not because of the geneva. the Gneva, the Gzela, was done when it was worth one, and you only chayev one. You're paying four because you're a mazik. Now, the klutz kasha, which I'm going to ask right now, is maybe you should pay five. Pay one because you're a ganev. And also pay four because you're a mazik. And I'm not even going to answer the klutz kasha. But suffice to say, if you drink a barrel of wine that's worth four, you're not going to be paying five. You don't pay more than what it was worth. Maybe we'll elaborate on this soon. But you can't be saying that you're also going to pay one for the Geneva and also four for Hezek. It doesn't work like that. Maybe we'll explain later. But it's just not happening. That's basics. That's how the Ketzois learns this Gemara. Tavro Ishasya, the Ketzois says, is a chiv of mazik. It cannot be Geneva. And why? Let's get it clear. Because v'gunav mi beis ha'ish. Geneva is only when you steal it from the owner's house. V'loi mi beis ganav. There's no such thing as a Geneva or a Gezela in the house of a Ganef. Not for a different person that's stealing it from the house of the Ganef, and not for the Ganef himself who decides to have a drink. It's not going to happen. You're not going to have any Chiv more than the original Geneva. If it says here that by Tavro, Ishasi, when it went up in price, and you're going to pay the higher price for drinking it, it's because you're a Mazik. The Lashon of the Gemara says, Kogozol Mime. The Ketzois ignores that. Koyach HaToira of the Ketzois. He says the Gemara means mazik. He says it can't be. There's no such thing as Geneva. The Nesivus in Siman Lamed Aleph argues on the Ketzos. The Nesivus says that the drosha of Chazal, the gunav mi beis ha'ish, the loy mi beis ha'ganav, is a miyat on the din of kefel. We know a ganav pays kefel, or dalet v'hei if it's tavach u'mochar. That's what the miyat, the gunav mi beis ha'ish, loy mi beis ganav. But in fact, if a ganav steals from a ganav, or the ganav himself has a drink, there can be chiv geneva of keren. There is an isser loy signoi ven loy sigzol. That also could be. The vagunav mi beis ha'ish is only in miyat on kefa. So let's pinpoint on that for a minute. There's a machloikis ktsois and nesivis pshat in the Gemara in Baba Kama. Let's talk about that for a minute. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, vagunav mi beis ha'ish, v'loy mi beis ganav. Geneva is only going to be if it's in the original owner's house. How far-reaching, how encompassing is that then? The Ketzos takes it to the extreme that once an item is stolen, no Gneva can happen to it. No Chiyuv Keren, nothing. The Gemara here is Mazik. The Nesiva says no, it's only a Miyat on Kefa. Therefore, how will the Nesivas understand this Gemara? Tavro Ishasya is a new Gneva. You stole it once when it was worth one. Now it went up to four. By drinking it, you also stole it. Of course, there's the klutz kasha. Pay five. You don't pay five. But you stole it now when it was worth four. And Yechayiv, like the Gemara says, Ha'yishayitik ha'gozol mine. And we're not in the spoil of that amiyat of aguna v'yibayis ish v'lo yibayis ganef. That's only amiyat on kefa. There could be a chiv of keren, and you'll pay keren for gzela. That's the machloikis ketzois and nesivis. Rav Chaim has a third pshat in this Gemara. Rav Chaim says pshat in the din of Tavrei Shas. He says a big yisoid. First we'll be makdim that a ganev never will have to pay for other chiyuvim. If a ganev uses the stolen item in a form where he doesn't ruin it, it doesn't cause it any loss of the value, but he uses it, he takes use of it, he does not have to pay for using the stolen item. A ganef only has to pay for his chiyuv geneva, nothing else. Now this ganef stole it when it was worth one. That's his chiyuv geneva. How could he be paying more now because he took a drink? Rav Chaim explains, Tavro Ishasya means it continues the original geneva. And this is a very novel approach and it will have major repercussions as we'll soon see. But let's first accept the Hanoch of Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim says that Tavro Ishasya is a continuation of the original Geneva. I furthered, deepened, strengthened my Geneva by drinking it, by breaking it, and it was worth more. I'm chayiv on the original Geneva more. So, in a nutshell, when a person stole a barrel that was worth one, and he broke it afterwards, when it was worth four, You're going to pay four. Tavro Ishasi, you pay four. In a nutshell, the Ktsoi says it's a Chiyuv Mazik. It can't apply Chiyuvim of Gneva. The Nesiva says it's a new Chiyuv Gneva. You stole it again. And Rav Chaim says it's continuing, deepening your original Gneva. That's the din of Tavro Ishasi. In a nutshell. Mazik, new Gneva, Hemshech HaGneva. And as we explained already, each shita does not hold of the other one. What if a person stole a barrel of wine that was worth one zuz when he stole it? And then his friend came in, someone else, drank it when it was worth four. What should be the din then of Tavra Ishasya, based on what we know already? Let's see. Again, a ganav stole a barrel of wine that was worth one, and then he didn't break it or drink it. Someone else came and broke it or drank it. Who does the original owner go to? Reuven had a barrel of wine. Shimon stole it when it was worth one. Levi went and drank it when it was worth four. Who does Reuven go to? There's a Gemara in Baba Kama. Hagoizel umaychel. Okay, we're switching to eating instead of drinking, but the idea is staying the same. Someone stole something, and then someone else went and ate it. Who does the original owner take to court, take to count, to get his money back for what was eaten up? It's a machlokes in the Gemara. Rav Chista and Rami Bar Chama. In Perek HaGoizel Michael. Rav Chista says, Rotsa mizeh goyve. You have a choice. The owner can go to either one. Either the original ganav, or to the person that ate it. Rami Bar Chama says no. You could only go to the original ganav. You could only go to the original ganav. How should we understand this Gemara in the light of Tavro Ishasi? L'chayru, Rami Bar Chama is arguing on the din of Tavro Ishasi. What is the din of Tavro Ishasi? According to the Ktsois, Tavro Ishasi means you're a mazik. So why can't I go to the second person that ate or drank the stolen item? He's a mazik just as well. According to the Nesivis, it's a geneva. Eating something is also a geneva. So the other person that ate it also did a geneva. Even Rav Chista says, Ratzam izeh goiva, Ratzam izeh goiva. What's taka the reason you can go be goiva from the second one? The Ktsoi says, because of mazik. He's not a ganev. You can't be a ganev on a stolen item. The Ktsoi taka says, Rav Chista, Ratzam izeh goiva, Ratzam izeh goiva. It's because of mazik. Even a chista that says rotsam izegav, rotsam izegav, it has to be mazik. Not more than mazik. There's no gneva. There's no loisignoiv, there's no isir gneva, there's no chiyuvim, there's nothing. It's mazik. The Nesiva says Rav Chista is mazik. It is ganif. But Rami Bar Chama says, no, you only go to the first one. He argues on Rav of Tavra Ishasya. You could say so. There are rayas from Gemara's not like that. But what's the chilik? According to Rav Chaim's found Tavra Ishasya, it's beautiful. Once an item is stolen, another person can't steal it. Tavro Ishasya is that ganef himself continuing his gneva. Rami Bar Chama could agree to that. Rami Bar Chama could agree that when someone steals something when it was worth one, and it went up to four, and then he was Tavro Ishasya, he continued his original gneva. That he could understand, that you'll be chayiv for that original gneva. That has nothing to do with when someone else steals it. That's a whole different setup. That's the sugya of Geisel and Michael. Machloikas Rav Chista, Rami Bar Chama. Tavra Ishasya is your deepening your own original Gneva. Now again, maybe even to touch our klutz kasha from before. You stole a barrel of wine, it was worth one. You drank it when it was worth four, and the drinking when it was worth four is also a chiv. Mazik, a new Gneva. So bichai five, I'm a ganev and a mazik. You don't pay five. You don't pay more than it was worth. But I have another question, and maybe this is already not a klutz question. You're going to be paying four. When you're paying four, are you paying one for the original geneva that you stole, plus another three? Well, you're not paying for the original geneva at all, and you're paying four for the new chiyuv tavroi shasya. We'll be politically correct, whatever tavroi shasya is. Is it one plus three? We asked the cloth kasha, you should pay one plus four. That not. So you're only going to pay four. You can't pay more than what the barrel of wine that you drank was worth. But are you paying one for your original geneva, plus the surplus that it went up more, you're paying another three? Or you're paying four? So one will ask, what's the difference between one plus three and four? I have a basic nafkamina. You only have to pay your chiyuvim of geneva on from mechosin, from property that you owned at the time of this that you stole it. What about mechosin that you bought, that you acquired after the original geneva, before you drank the wine? Will you be able to mount all four from that? Or no? Maybe only three, because one is for the original geneva. You're also paying another three to get up to the full price of four. Is it one plus three or is it four? Let's put that question on the side. But what we discussed until now was a person stole a barrel that was, he had a chiyuv geneva of one. When he drank it, now he has a chiyuv mazik geneva, we'll call it, the chiyuv tavrei shasya, we'll call it, of four. And he pays the four. So here we're talking when it went from one to four, and you pay four. I have a case that when you stole it, you weren't chayv anything. And now it went up in price. Let's talk for a minute. And I don't mean that when you stole it, it wasn't worth anything. I don't know if that's called geneva. I don't know. Something that's priceless. Yeah? Priceless. Has no price. But let's talk about a case like this. Bobe Machteris. There's a famous machloikis, Rashi and Ramban, in Sanhedrin. Bobe Machteris. Someone stole an item. He went digging under the tunneled into his friend's house, and the klal is, without getting involved in the details of that sugya, is that the owner of the house has a right to kill him, and therefore he's a potential chayiv misa, and someone who's potentially chayiv misa doesn't have to pay mamon. There's the famous rule of kamlei b'derabaminei. If you're chayiv misa, you don't have to pay for money. So as you were tunneling into this fellow's house to steal his barrel of wine, which was worth one zuz, and you stole it, you're not chayiv that zuz for geneva. There's no fee of geneva because of kamlei b'derabaminei. You then took it out. It went up in price to four. And then tavroi shasya, you went and you drank it. Is there a chiyuv tavroi shasya? When you originally stole it, it wasn't worth anything. There was no chiyuv geneva. But now, for drinking it, you should pay four. Zok de Ramban in Sanhedrin, avada, you pay four. Says he has a raya from a Gemara. What's the difference if when you stole it was worth one and went up to four? Or if you stole it when it went one and it went up to 52? Or if you stole it was, for whatever reason, zero and now it went up to four? There's the chiyuv of tavrei shasya. We discussed three ways of understanding the chiyuv of tavrei shasya. But why shouldn't there be chiyuv of tavrei shasya by a bava machteris? Rashi in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Gimel, says no. He says, by Bava Machteris, since when you stole it, you weren't Mechayiv, you're not going to be Mechayiv for drinking it afterwards either. It went up in price before, you're not Mechayiv for drinking it. What happened to Tavrei Shasya? What happened to Tavrei Shasya? So we're going to say two ways, two Mahalchim, to understand this Rashi. What could be Pshat? That by a Bava Machteris, when you stole the barrel of wine, it was worth a zuz, but you're not chayv because you're a kamalei b'derabmine. And then when you drink it afterwards, you're still not chayv. One way of understanding it is, we'll say a chiddush. When you steal something in the Bava Machteris and it's kamalei b'derabmine, you're really mechayv. You're really mechayv. But it's kamalei b'derabmine. But you're really mechayv. Now, we already said, when we discussed our klutz kasha, you can't become mechuyiv again on what you already mechuyiv. So when you stole it in the machteris, you were mechuyiv. There was kamlei with the rabmini, but you were mechuyiv.
Now you want to be mechayiv for drinking it? He's already mechayiv. He was already mechayiv. And on that there was kam levid rami. Since he was already mechayiv, and on that there was kam levid rami, you can't become mechayiv again. But if that's the pshat in Rashi, we have to take a few issues at hand. First of all, if it's a chiyuv mazik, not a chiyuv geneva, why can't it be the chiyuv mazik? Also, and this I'll tell you a chiddush, I don't have a raya, maybe this is true. Maybe Rashi's only discussing the case of Bava Machteres where it didn't go up in price. When you stole it in the Machteres, it was worth one, and when you drank it, it was still only worth one. And on that, Rashi says, listen, the chiyuv zuz for stealing it, you are mechayiv. No, this come leibed ramine. Well, you can't be mechayiv now. But if we go up in price, the four, you would pay the other three. And that's what we saw before. There's one plus three. And on the one, there's a come leibed ramine. But the other three, you'll pay for the new chiyuv tavra v'shasya. Mazik, ganef, call it what you want. For that new chiyuv, you'll pay. That's maybe how we can understand the Rashi and Sanhedrin was saying a big chiddush. That when Rashi says that a Bava Machteres will not pay for Tavra V'Shasya, he only means if it stayed the same price. Stayed the same price. So you were already Mechuyiv, and you taka were Mechuyiv. Kam Leib the Rabbanei is Kam Leib the Rabbanei. You can't become Mechuyiv again. That's one way of understanding the Rashi, and we just were Merviach, if this is the Pshat of the Rashi, we were Merviach Echidesh Din. I'm not sure who's going to get the money. I'm talking about Merviach Echidesh Din. That Rashi is only discussing when the Bava Machteres redrank the wine, it was still worth the same price. But if the wine became more expensive, for the extra amount, he will pay. And that shows us that really by every Tavra Shasya, from one to four, you're paying one for the original, and you're paying another three. It's one plus three. Nafkamin, if you got the chasm in between. That's one way of learning the Rashi. Sanhedrin. There's another way to understand the Rashi. Based on Rav Chaim. I don't remember if Rav Chaim says this, but based on Rav Chaim. We said that according to Rav Chaim, Tavroi Shasya is not a Chiyuv Mazik. It's not a new Chiyuv Gneva. A Ganef is a Ganef only once. It's continuing his Gneva. It's not a new Chiyuv. It's deepening the Gneva. It became worth more now and you deepened your Gneva. If that's true, we could say a big Chiddush. The Gneva started in the Machteres when there was Kamlei with the Rav Mine. The Kam Leibed Rabbine still applies to the Tavra Ishasya. The Kam Leibed Rabbine is still here. It's not a new Chiyuv. We're adding more to the price of the original Geneva. This is a Geneva that has Kam Leibed Rabbine on it. We're saying a big Chiddush in the Oymek of what Rav Chaim said by Tavra Ishasya, and also a big Chiddush in Kam Leibed Rabbine. But the Kam Leibed Rabbine that was on the original Geneva applies still to the Tavra Ishasya. That's another way of understanding the Rashi. So what do we have until now before we move on to sum up? We stole, I didn't steal anything, but someone stole Haiman. I don't know what that is. Haiman the Gazal. This guy stole a barrel that was worth one. It went up to four. And it's mavur that when it goes up to four, Tavra Ishasya is mechayev to pay four. He was originally chayev one for a geneva. And that was true. But now that it's Tavra Ishasya 4, there's a Chiyuv 4 of Tavra Ishasya. And what we discussed, again, in a nutshell was, the Ktsoi says that the Chiyuv for the Tavra Ishasya is Mazik. We don't want to hear the word Gneva anymore. The Nesiva says, no, it's Taka, a new Gneva. You can be Goinev again. The Miyat of a Goinev Vesesh is only a Miyat on Kefal. It's a Gneva. We had Reb Chaim, that it's continuing your Gneva. We also discussed, when you're paying the four, is it one plus three? Or is it four? And we discussed what would be if when you originally stole it there was no chiyuv at all, Bava Machteres, and offered two explanations. That in a nutshell. Now that's the first half of the Gemara. Tavra Oishasya. You took this stolen barrel of wine that was worth one when you stole it, and you broke it when it was worth four. The Gemara continues, Itbar Memeilo Mishalem Zuzah. If it broke by itself, meaning you stole this barrel of wine, it was worth one, you had nothing to do with it, it suddenly broke by itself. Ba'oinus, lightning came and struck it. It broke by itself. So then, you're not chayiv for that. What are you left with? The original chiv of Geneva that was worth one. So that's what you pay. Itbar Mamela, Mishalem Zuza. The Ketzos asks, why aren't you chayav of the chotzer? This barrel was in your chotzer. And when it went up in price to 4, it was in your chotzer. Why don't you have a chiv of four because you stole it because it was in your chatzar? Zok the Ktsois, that's a raya to the Yisoid he was saying since the beginning. You can't steal a stolen barrel. You're going to be chayv because of mazik. Mazik is if you went be a dayim and you were mazik it. But if it happened by itself, even though it was in your chatzar, or even if you picked it up a few times in between, that doesn't do anything. That the Ktsois adds that in. When he says his Yisoid, that Tavroi Shasi is mazik, he explains, he says, it's not Gneva, otherwise every time it's Kinyan Chatzar. The Nesivus who learns that it's Gneva also has to address this issue. Why, by Itbar Mamela, don't I say that he's a Ganav because of Kinyan Chatzar? So he says a Yisoid, which the Ksois himself holds of anyways in other places, Gneva needs a Maisa Gneva. The fact that it was in your Chatzar is not enough. There was no Maisa Gneva. You need Tavro Ishasi, you have to do a Maisa Gneva. That's why Itbar Mamela, there's no Luchiv Mazik. There's no Luchiv Gneva. I'll add according to Rab Chaim's concept that you deepened your Gneva. I mean, there's no other places to find out the Gedorim of it. Here's the Sugya. It's Mavor that this din that you deepen your Gneva is when you do it via Dayim, Tavro Ishasi. If it broke by itself, nothing was deepened, your Chayiv Zuz for the original Gneva you stole. What if it broke Bipshia? It was Itbar Mamela. But it was Bipshia. Would there be a difference if it was Bipshia? And I have another thing I'm not sure about. What would be if it broke Ba'onis, but not by itself, not that lightning struck it. Be'odayim, you broke it. Ba'onis, someone pushed you into it, or an onis happened and you broke it. Be'odayim, Ba'onis. Adam HaMasik is Chayim Ba'onis. If Tavroi Shasya is Chayim because of Mazik, the way it's so learns, Adam HaMasik is Chayim Ba'onis. Like Reb Chaim's new gather. I don't know the new gather. Maybe a Maisa B'Yadayim Ba'onis wouldn't go into the Gedorim of Fartif and Yogneva. I don't know. But in the Ktsois L'Chayim, you're a Mazik B'Yadayim. The other half of the question is, what if it by itself broke, but it was Bipshia? That the post can talk about. There's one more problem with Itbar Mamela. If a person would have borrowed a barrel of wine, and when it was worth 1, and it went up in price to 4, and an oinus happened, it's a whole shayla, it's not pushing in the Gedorim of Shoyl. The Ramban wants to know, why should a Gazlan be different than a Shoyl? Why should it be different than a shoyl? And by shoyl also, you have to know what would be if the shoyl was tavro ishasya, and what would be if the shoyl, if it was itbar menela. What's the gedorim of oynis by a shoyl? We're talking here in the sugya about a ganef. What would be by a shoyl in the gedorim? If it would be a dayan, or would it be if the shoyl, if it was itbar menela? There's an interesting story. The Reb Chatzkel Abramsky was once met Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein on a train. And they started, of course, speaking and learning. And they talked about a sugya of Haiman the Shoyl Nagra Mechavri. A person borrowed a Nagra from his friend. And the question was, when it broke, and he has to pay because the Shoyl is Chayiv, does he give him the broken pieces and just pay the rest of it? Or does he pay him a whole new one. It's a whole sugya. But the question was, they started arguing. They didn't have Gemara. And they started arguing. Is the case, Haiman the Shol Nagra Mechavre Vitavre? A person borrowed a Nagra from his friend and then he broke it? He went and broke it behind Tavre? Or was Haiman the Shol Nagra Mechavre the Itbar? And it broke by itself. And it would have a big nafkamin in the sugya when we're talking there about Shomin L'Shoyl. Are we talking about Tavre? Or are we talking about Itbar? And I wasn't there on the train, but Mustama, there was Koilus of Rock and Stutzach, they were starting to fight. What does it say in the Gemara? What's the Girsa? So they got off the train, and instead of going where they were supposed to go, they both ran to the first base Medrash, and each one of them went and grabbed the Gemara,
And each one brought the Gemaras to each other and says, you see, I'm right.
And they were both right. Because this Gemara of Haiman the Shol Nagar Mechavri is in Baba Kama, that's our design. In Baba Kama in Yud Gimel, and Daf Yud Gimel. In Baba Kama Daf Yud Aleph, and in Baba Mitzia Daf Sadi Vav. In one place the Gir says, Haiman the Shol Nagar Mechavri v'itbar, and in the other place the Gir says, Haiman the Shol Nagar Mechavri v'tavri. So they were both right. Yeah, they're in a darshan for Zayin Gemara. But that's an interesting story. But that's the shaila whether it's itbar memelo or it was taver. That's this whole setup of the Gemara. Now the reason the Gemara brought this in because of the topic of shlichas yad. Now shlichas yad is a big topic. I want to just touch on one or two things, one or two issues. The Torah says in the parasha of Shomrim, "Im loy shalach yadoi v'mleches reyed," that we see that a shomer who's chayiv only when it's bepshia, or a shomer sachar b'gneiv v'aveda, but it's only im loy shalach yadoi v'mleches reyed. If he was shalach yad, a shomer that was shalach yad in the pikadoim, he's chayiv even boinus. Now the key question of the sugya of shlichas yad, there's a lot of details there. It's a few blah in Gemara. But the key of understanding the sugya of Shlichus Yad is one question. What is the chiddush of the parasha of Shlichus Yad? If the shomer stole it, he's not any different than any other gazlon. And a gazlon is always chayiv and oinus. Why was it necessary for the Torah to be mechadish that a shomer is chayiv and pshia, but if he's shelech yad, he'll be chayiv and oinus. Of course he's chayiv and oinus. He's a gazlon, like any other gazlon. A shomer, that's Machal Shabbos, is Chayiv Misa. Like, what does that one have to do with the other? Why do I need the parasha of Shlichus Yad is a question that all the Rishonim grapple with. It's not my agenda today, but it's the key question of Shlichus Yad. Now, the basics that you see in the sugya, well, you have the Mishnah, the Machloikis, Beishami, Beisilil. Beishami says Shlichus Yad is even if it's Bedibor, Bemachshava, Hachoyshev L'Shloyach Yad. According to Beishami, Avad Shlichus Yad is a Chiddush. Even if it was only b'machshava or b'dibur. But Beisil says, no, it's only if it was b'yadayim. There's another issue, if shlichas yad tzricha chesaron, or shlichas yad eino tzricha chesaron, which is also maybe a machlokes b'shami Beisil. That could also be a factor. And there are various other ways that the Gemara approaches it. But what we're going to shtel on now is what's negay for us. The Mishnah brings here a machlokes b'shami Beisil in the Gedarm of shlichas yad. Hashelech yad b'pikadin beishami oimrim yilka b'chaser v'yeser ubeisil oimrim kishas haitzah. And it's a very unclear Mishnah. What does it mean kishas haitzah? The Gemara doesn't understand what's the machlokes beishami beisil. The Gemara, as a matter of fact, offers a few suggestions, and each one of the suggestions is going to be a yusoid in shlichas yad. One of the suggestions is shlichas yad tzricha chesaron, and there are other malchim. I want to start at least with focusing on the Gemara offered a suggestion that maybe the machlokes Beishami Beis Hillel is about Tavroi Shasya. That Beishami says Yilka Becheser V'Yeser means Tavroi Shasya. And Beis Hillel says no, Kishaseitzah means when you originally were Shileich Yad. Which means like this, let's explain. A person was a shomer on a barrel of wine. And then he was Shileich Yad. He was Shileich Yad when it was worth one Zuz. And then it was Tavroi Shasya. And when it was worth four. And the Gemara wants to suggest that this is the machlokes. Beishami oimrim yilka b'chesser v'yeser, you get stuck on both ends and we'll make you pay more. If it was tavroi shasya, when it's four, you'll pay four. Well, beisil oimrim no, kishas haitzah. When you were shileach yad, it was worth one, you're only going to pay one. And the Gemara suggests, it says in the Farish, leim rabba the omer kebeishami. Maybe the din of tavroi shasya, rabba's din of tavroi shasya, mishalim arab, is only beishami. Beis Hillel would argue on the din of Rabbah. Now this is something that has to be analyzed. What is going on here? The Gemara wants to say that the din of Tavrei Shasya is going to be a machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai holds of Tavrei Shasya. Beis Hillel doesn't. Why not? We explain that if someone steals something and then it goes up in price to four and then he breaks it by a dime, he's a mazik. It's a mugeneva. It's a hemshech ha-geneva. Three mahalchim. The Gemara here has it sad that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of it.
Now, I can start mixing and matching. I can tell you why Beis Hillel holds it's not a new geneva. He holds like it's ice. You know, you have to work out. You start mixing each sheet in here. You can't have a chiyuv mazik because a ganav never has new chiyuvim. You can't have a chiyuv ganav because once you're a ganav, there's no din geneva on a davar al ganav. And you can't be deep in a geneva. You have to say all of these things that Beis Hillel holds of none, right? A, B, C, D, none of the above. That's going to be Shitas Beis Hillel. Everything we explained about Tara of Ishasya, the Gemara has a Havamina, that's Shitas Beis Shammai. Leimur Rabba Damaka Beis Shammai. That if a person steals a barrel and it's worth one and it goes up to four, Leimur Rabba Damaka Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai holds the Zechi of Tara of Ishasya, Mazik, Ganav, New Ganav, Old Ganav, anything you want. Beis Hillel, no. You pay only one. Why? Let's even say it all. You're not a Mazik, because once you're a Ganav on something, your Chiyuv is Ganav, not other Chiyuvim. Not for Tashmishim, not for Hezekim. A new Geneva? The Gunev Mebeis Eish, one Mebeis Eganav. A Hemshech of the original Geneva? That's Chedushim. Beis Hillel doesn't hold it. And that's Shitas Beis Hillel. That's Lachor what this Havmina means. But we have a major problem. The Mishnah, the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, is talking about a Shomer. Talking about a Shomer. A guy took a barrel of wine and said, I'm going to watch it for you. He's going to be a Shomer. He took the barrel of wine when it was worth four, and he smashed it, and he broke it, or he drank it up. We are going to explain that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Tavra Ishasya. But what happened to his Chiyuv Shomer? By a regular Gazman, I can understand Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Tavra Ishasya. He holds not like Mitzvahs, not like Dinazivas, not like Reb Chaim. He doesn't hold of Tavra Ishasya. But we're talking here in the Mishnah about a Shomer. A person was Makabel Shmir on a barrel of wine. It went up in price to four. Tavroi Shasya. Beis Hillel Omer v'shalom b'shasya tzor. You only pay one. You were Shelech Yad when it was worth one. You only pay one. Maskim, for whatever reason, the Havmin holds, Beis Hillel doesn't hold the Tavroi Shasya. But what happened to the Chiv of Shomer? Rabbi Kivega says, you see, you're a very big Chiddush. I don't think this is the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad. But it's a very big Chiddush. That when a shomer is sheleich yad and a pekodin, he becomes ois shomer. You're not a shomer anymore. You lost your job. Fired. On the spot. You're a shomer, and you were sheleich yad, you're not a shomer anymore. Now this is a big chiddush from Rabbi Kiveger. I don't think we can say that this is the chiddush of the parsha of shlichas yad. It's a chiddush study that Rabbi Kiveger is being machadish. That's not what the Torah was machadish when it said yichayv anointin. But that's the hanokh Rabbi Kiveger makes. That when a person is sheleich yad, when a person is Shaleach Yad, he is not a Shomer anymore. So a Shomer, for sure he's not a Shomer. He's fired on the spot. You want to treat him as a Ganav. Okay? Let's look at the rules of Ganav. Beis Hillel, for whatever reason, in this Havmin, it doesn't hold the Tavra Shas. But to be Mechayim as Shomer, or Shaleach Yad, among all the other things that happens to him, he's also Ois Shomer, automatically. A Chiddush from Rikveger, I don't have any other Pshat in this Gemara, though. Then Beis Hillel wouldn't hold the Tavra Shas. So that's Lachar Pshat. But it's very interesting that there's another Rabbi Kiva Eger. A Shomer that was taken to court about, you know, where is my Pekodin? And he said he was Kaifer B'Pekodin. He totally denied it. The din is a Kaifer B'Pekodin gets a din of a Gazlan. A Kaifer B'Pekodin is a Gazlan and he's now Chayiv Yigar Anointzin. Over there it's Mavur, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds, even if you're Kaifer B'Pekodin and you're a Chiv as Gezela, but you're also still a Shomer. There's Nafkaminis. In Reish Sadi Beis, there's Nafkaminis. Let's say it was worth, you were Pesheya when it was worth, do you pay the price it was worth before the Gezela from the original Shomer, as the original Chiyuv Shmira? And there's other Nafkaminis. But Rabbi Kvegin wrote that a Koyfu Bepakotin that becomes a Gazlan, he's a Gazlan, he's also a Shomer. Not a Stira. But by Shlichas Yad, the Vice says that it's a Stira. You see here, it's a Stira. When you're Shelech Yad, the first thing automatically is off the job. You're not a Shomer. You want to be Mechayiv Mas Gidrei Gneva and Gezela? Gidrei Gneva and Gezela? Beis Hillel, in this Havmina, didn't hold the Tavra Shasya. That they have to learn this Gemara. So we discussed the Gedorim of Tavra Shasya, different Mahalachim, but we see that there's a Havmina that Beis Hillel doesn't hold of any of the above. And what's more, even by a Shomer, when he's Shelech Yad, he's not going to be Mechayiv as Shomer anymore. Now there's one more Chiddush in Shlichas Yad. It's a big machlokes rishonim, pshat in the Gemara over here. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, The person picked up a barrel of wine and he only wanted to take one revius, and it broke, he pays for the entire thing. There's a chiddush over here that by shlichas yad, if you shilech yad on a miktsas, it's mechayiv you al kuloi. That's how a lot of Rishonim learn in this Gemara. That when a person is shilech yad on miktsas, he's chayiv on kuloi. That's lechara simply how you read in the Mishnah. What does it say? Higbia v'notol heimenu revius, mishalim v'mei kuloi. You lifted up the barrel, you took a revius, you paid for the entire barrel. You weren't shilech yad on the entire thing. The Gemara here says on Memdalid, Amar Shmuel, Loi notal notal mamish. It doesn't have to be you actually took the revius. Elakivan shig bialito. If you just lifted it up to take the revius, apapish loi notal. That's already enough to make you chayiv for shlichas yad. Amazing. You picked up a barrel, you're planning to take only one revius, and even that you didn't take. But you're already a shilech yad. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Where was the chasarin? I thought maybe shlichas yad needs a chasarin. So the Gemara says, Leima kasava Shmuel shlichas yad in itzricha chasarin. You see that Shmuel holds shlichas yad doesn't need a chasarin. The Gemara answers, Amri loy. You could differ on that. Shiny hocha, the nichle the teheva hochavis kula buses la revis. Rashi explains, the wine will get soured if it's not all together. It's as if you wanted to take a revis, so it's as if you took the revis, and instead of drinking it, you put it back in the barrel in order that it should be nishmar, together with all the rest of the wine. So it's as if you took it, and Rashi says, interesting lashon, Rashi says, Nasa shoyel al kosar rechavis, it's as if you borrowed the rest of the barrel of wine. You're borrowing the rest of the wine. You don't want to steal only your revius, and you're borrowing the rest of the wine for your to watch over that revius. It's a very weird svar. It's as if you stole only one revius. You're chayiv on the rest of the wine because the rest of the wine you're borrowing as a refrigerator to keep your revius of wine fresh. Why does Rashi need that? So here's, in a nutshell, this is it's a huge topic, but just we'll touch it. The Ritva learns in Rashi that Rashi holds, in fact, that for shlichas yad, there's no such thing that if you shaleach yad in a miktas, you chayiv in kula. There's no such thing. You're going to be chayiv in shlichas yad, you're only chayiv what you were shaleach yad. There's no rule that shlichas yad al miktas lives is considered in shlichas yad al kula. So of course you need the svara that it's nasa shoyl al akol. What's more, this is a major chiddush in pshat. The Ritva suggests the havamin of the Gemara knew that already. Even in the Havamina, when I wanted to say Einit Tzricha Chasarin, the Havamina knew the idea that it's Nasa Shoyel Al Akoil. Without that, you're not going to pay for the whole barrel. You only want to steal one revius. When Rashi says Nasa Shoyel Al Akoil, that the Havamina already knew also. The whole issue was, did you actually steal the revius? Well, we say it's as if you stole it and put it back. But the idea that it's Nasa Shoyel Al Akoil, that the Havamina requires, because there's no such rule that Shlichas Yad that mixed us as Chayav Al Kula. The Truma Sakri, famous Truma Sakri, is Mayrch in Reish Tani Beis, the Truma Sakri, he suggests no. He suggests that Avad in Shlichas Yad is a Chiddush, that if you were Shalech Yad in Miktsas, Echayiv in Kula. And according to the Havmina, that it was a Shlichas Yad, and it's Ein Tzricha Chasaron, of course Echayiv in Kula. Rashi learns that the Teretz of the Gemara is Gufa changing. The Teretz of the Gemara is Taka saying, Shlichas Yad needs a Chasaron. Over here you're not being Chayiv because of Shlichas Yad. You're being Mechayiv stamazin like a regular Gazan. And that's what we're saying. There's regular Gazlan and there's Shlichas Yad. Regular Gazlan? A regular Gazlan is only chayiv on that revius. Why is he going to pay the rest of it? He's only going to pay the rest of it because Nasa Shoyel Al Kol Shara Chavis. For Shlichas Yad, it wouldn't require it because for Shlichas Yad, a Miksas is already automatically going to be a Shlichas Yad. The terrorist is trying to say it's not Shlichas Yad. Shlichas Yad needs a Chasar. It's only going to be because of a regular Gazela. Also, regular Gazela is only on the revius. Why are you chayiv on the rest? It's Nasa Shoyel. I'll call a Sharachos. B'chol and the Gemara, well, theorize the Gemara says this svar that the stealing of the revius, you want the rest of the wine to watch your revius. The Gemara then declares a similar shiloh. What about a stealing a wallet? You steal a wallet and you take one dinar. Do you say the idea that the one dinar maybe is watched better in the wallet together with all the dinars or not? Most Rishonim, the Rif, the Rush, they don't bring this Gemara because they learned that this whole shiloh, whether the revius of wine is nishmar for the rest of the wine, or the dinar is nishma with the rest of the wallet, is only necessary if you hold shlichas yad, tzricha chasaron.
If you hold Tzricha Chesaron, so you have to work out where's the Chesaron, so you have to say because you want the whole thing, so you have to come up to that. But we pass on Shlichus Yad, and it's Tzricha Chesaron, so it's irrelevant. And the big Torah is, we're going to end with this, but this you should know is a big Torah. The Rambam paskins Shlichus Yad, Ein Tzricha Chesaron. Nevertheless, he brings the Shiloh, the suffix of Higbiya Arnaki. It's before that the Rambam had a different Havana here in the Shiloh of Arnaki, that it's a different gather, that always by Shlichus Yad, it's not to be taken for granted that a Shlichus Yad on a Miksas is considered a Shlichus Yad on Kulav. It always depends what. On a barrel of wine, yeah. By Arnaki, maybe not. And why a barrel of wine, yeah? So here is already a Shalom the Achroinim. Is it simply because a barrel of wine is just one barrel of wine? Or is it because of the Svar the Gemara said that the wine is Nishmar with the rest of the wine? Nafkamina, what about a barrel of Shemen? Is it a Vardap because wine needs to be Nishmar? There's a whole tumult even because when the Rambam brings it, he says Chavis. He doesn't tell us that the Chavis is made out of wine. The Rambam doesn't say wine. I think Shulchan Aruch says wine. The Rambam doesn't say wine. He says a Chavis. And it's a big difference because on Yayin, the Gemara had a Svara that it's Nishmar out of the rest of it. Shemen doesn't have that Svara maybe. Is that the Vardap? Or it's a B, it's one thing. And that, now we can already just get Balabatish. Whenever you want to talk about being Shalech Yad on one thing, if a guy gave you a pekav in 100 animals, and you were Shalech Yad on one of them, you're going to be chayv in all 100? Of course, each one's a different one. A guy gave you 104 coins, yeah? 104 coins as a pekav, not in one bag. Separately, he gave you 104 coins. You rather put it into one bag, you wrote here 104 coins. But the Pekodim, the Hafkodim was given as a separate. And you were Shalech Yad in some of it. It's not, you, because the Shomer Grada put it in a wallet. That doesn't make it. Mechayr, it's always going to be totally in together when the Shomer originally gave you the Pekodim. And you have to done now. When is the Pekodim considered one Pekodim? In which case, Shalech Yad, the Mixas will blive a Shalech Yad and Kuli, and we're not. So some things are obvious, separate animals, separate coins, and some of them are the Shiloh. A dinar, agav, arnaki, was a suffix. Yayin is the Gemara Nemzon, Shemen, we're clear. But it's always the Shiloh, when should we treat it as one hafkada or not?